It's time for the emergency break of the week.
NorthTexasHondaDealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson, Talk Radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, but... sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
I've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so. The e-break is brought to us by Texas Direct Auto. We'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on them as an American at 888-787-1310. All right, candidate number one. It's been a tough week around here with the Cowboys losing on that last-second field goal on Sunday evening in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. Well, Jason Garrett held his final press conference, and he was very sad. But he got a little fired up when he started talking about Ezekiel Elliott, and he forgot that he was in front of the press, and he thought he was in the locker room, and went ahead and just dropped an F-bomb.
We never had any doubt about the kind of football player that young man is. And, you know, you talk about competitors. He's one of the great natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves it.
That was on you. He
loves to play. He demonstrated that again yesterday.
Well, you could hear how flustered he was with the he loves to play.
He loves to play. He loves to play.
All right, one more time, just the whole thing, just for kicks.
We never had any doubt about the kind of football player that young man is. And, you know, you talk about competitors. He's one of the great natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves it.
That was on you. He
loves to play. He demonstrated that again yesterday.
Boy, it's so shocking. I mean, he's so guarded in those press conferences, and just the mother of all cuss words just hanging in there.
That shows you that he drops the F-bomb quite a bit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He is a cusser.
When not in front of the media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there's Jason Garrett, candidate number one. Or for the spike on first down. Either one. Candidate number two is Mike Soroy, producer of Norm and Donnie and Back from Vacation in the Caribbean, and I guess he got some sun. That would have been a better way to say it. Hey, I got some sun this week. He used another phrase, and I think it offended Donnie. Mike Soroy.
Hi.
Whoa!
Hello.
He's back.
Back from the Bahamas.
Yeah. How good do I look?
Great. You look great, man.
Serious? A little color? Great.
Yeah, all tanned and...
Sorry I had to fish that out of you, but thank you. I
color,
do look great.
Color's good.
Thanks.
Color is good.
Yeah. Color is good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm colored.
Whoa.
Morning chair.
I'm marking that.
That's what we were just saying.
Whoa.
Okay.
I don't think you get to say that word.
Whoa.
Boy.
Wow. When Donnie stood up, too.
He was so mad.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Yeah, he pulled me aside yesterday and said, man, I don't know what to do about Soroy.
Yeah, he made me call Soroy last night and try to talk him down and say, hey, man, you know. I know you have your opinions of people and all that sort of thing, but just don't bring it to the air.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's Mike Soroy. It's candidate number two. And then he's back.
Don't say it.
And as the czar of the e-break This is going to be his last appearance for a while. He is being put on probation because I feel as the commissioner, there's something suspicious here.
You know what? And I'm guessing that this is one half of the T-box that we're about to hear from.
Yeah.
There's a large portion of the P1s who believe that he is doping.
Yeah.
That he is doing this on purpose.
He is suspended until further notice or until he has a really good one. And he can barely speak English. It's ridiculous
man.
That he would try to attempt French on the air.
And you don't have to look at any of the sports section of what happened in the world of golf. Rick gives you everything. And you have the car girls, of course. And then the
food reviews, car reviews.
Why'd I have to try this?
I think you should keep going.
No, what's to help me? Come on, you already kicked me in the nuts all the last segment. The PS de...
Now you got me going. What is it, Dave? PS de
resistance?
Yeah, that is the...
I'm not good with my French.
It's the Avogadro passbook.
Gosh, his voice is unbelievable.
It's the Avogadro passbook.
I mean, did ISIS cut out half his tongue? What happened here?
Whoa.
But I mean, no offense by it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I don't know. He may not drink at all, but doesn't he sound completely
hammered?
Three sheets to the wind every time he's on the air?
Yeah. They ought to rename that show the Happy Hour.
And he's talking about his magazine. He ought to be able to just give you copy point by copy point about Avid Golfer Magazine.
Here's the PH.
One more time.
And you don't have to look at any of the sports section of what happened in the world of golf. Rick gives you everything. And you have the car girls, of course. And then the
food reviews, car reviews.
Why'd I have to try this?
I think you should keep going.
No, what's to help me? Come on, you already kicked me in the nuts all the last segment. The PS de...
Now you got me going. What is it, Dave? PS de
resistance?
Yeah, that is the...
I'm not good with my French.
It's the Avogadro passbook.
And, when he gets back on track, he's never really on track.
No. And if you notice, right in the middle of that, I think he said, you already kicked me in the... I think he was going to say a noose again.
And you don't have to look at any of the sports section of what happened in the world of golf. Rick gives you everything. And you have the car girls, of course. And then the
food reviews, car reviews.
Why'd I have to try this?
I think you should keep going.
No, what's to help me? Come on, you already kicked me in the nuts all the last segment. The PS de...
Now you got me going. What is it, Dave?
Is the
I'm not good with my French.
It's the Avogadro passbook.
There's no way that's a word.
Why are those two guys on the air?
Because they're great. And by the way, you don't have to look at any of the sports section because Sean has the ticket ticker coming up at 8:10. All right, so is it Jason Garrett, Mike Saroy, or Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the air. Who wins?
Hey, George. I had fun at your Hitler sex party.
No.
You kicked your parties up a notch there, George.
No, I don't have those kind of parties. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the main green?
Yep.
Well, regrettably, Trump doesn't. I don't know about this disbanding North Texas thing, but he shouldn't disband North Texas.
Okay, I agree with you there, and so does Jason Garrett. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Condom Breath, what's going on?
Gordon, tell him.
George is doing well.
How can you, big boy?
Okay, vote.
I'll take your mom.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, the P1CR would like to vote for Saroy and Arnell McAbow's chili trousers.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hamburger Helper Giorgio. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I got these gold-plated sex swings for your big sex party tonight.
All right. Jeez, stop it with that. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, I like the vote.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the Cowboys redheaded scout.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Musers. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a really long week. You know, this past Saturday, I was diagnosed with influenza A and spent the better part of the weekend just laying in bed suffering from the flu. And then got up one morning, tripped over my humidifier, and cut my thumb pretty good. Wife made me some peanut butter and crackers, saltine crackers with Sprite, and then I spent the next 43 minutes, you know, with explosive diarrhea doing a number three out of my number two hole. And,
okay, I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
It's long enough.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I got an inauguration vote. Grab them by the pièce de résistance.
There you go.
Hello, Mother. This is Buster from Army. I'm voting.
Okay.
Ah!
Who?
What? He started off so good with the, so well with the Buster from Arrested Development.
That's one of my favorite parts of that show
from
was
Army.
Buster calling it Army.
Going to Army.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. How y'all doing?
Okay.
How's it going, y'all?
All right, let's move on. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite sports radio station.
Hmm? Good morning, Muses. It's Gene and Carrollton.
Fake Gene. Fake Gene.
You boys are doing a great job. I'll vote for the Jewish fella, and I'll let someone else have a turn.
You're not real Gene.
No.
No, you're not real Gene.
You went
Gene.
To a Gene splicer.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
It's Mike in Duckville casting my vote for that Novus head coach.
All right, thanks, Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for off-colored Saroy and Uta Brown.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for Jason Garrett and Giorgio. I'm looking forward to your Inauguration Day sex party.
Okay. You got to tell us about these.
I know. There's nothing to it. It needs to stop.
We never get the Evites.
And we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Jason Garrett wins the emergency break of the week.
We never had any doubt about the kind of football player that young man is. And, you know, you talk about competitors. He's one of the great natural competitors I've ever been around. He loves it.
He loves to play.
Okay. He demonstrated that again yesterday.
How many wins is that for Garrett?
Man, first one, at least off the field.
Okay. All right, yeah, he said plenty on the field.